Was he that unhappy that he kept thinking about all these ideas? I mean, was his life that miserable?
His life was not miserable. His life was incredibly privileged.
But internally.
Huh?
Externally, it might have been, but internally, yes. He must have been very...
Yeah, he was motivated.
Right, but where did that motivation come from?
Internal. It depends how one wants to look at it. Psychologically, one could analyze it into a dissatisfaction with the world around him, limitations of a royal existence. But also, if you look at it on a more, say, mythologically or the story of the Buddha is not about this one individual life, but that it's a culmination of many, many lifetimes of seeking and then being able to fulfill that aspiration.